A provision included in the state budget would close a loophole that currently allows companies that recycle to claim a property tax credit. However, to put an end to that this year, lawmakers would have to pass the budget by August 1st, which isn't likely to happen. State Senator Rob Cole says that's why the Senate this week passed special legislation that would end the tax exemption for good. The measure is currently heading to the Assembly, where Coles is confident it will pass.
We talked with them yesterday. They're aware of it. You know, they were they helped us get it through the Finance Committee. We had a unanimous vote in the Finance Committee. And I believe this is going to happen.
Under the credit, Coles says $34 million has already been shifted from businesses to other property taxpayers. If it stays in place this year, Coles says there's $170 million worth of property before the Revenue Department that could be given a tax exemption.
So this thing could have a big wallop on an individual's property tax bill. And it, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of dollars.
If the bill passes the Assembly, Governor Doyle has indicated he'll sign it. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.